Well, New Zealand may need to respond to the US's and the Australia's rate cut moves. With us now is independent economist Cameron Bagri. Good morning, Cameron.
Do you think there is a possibility that the New Zealand Reserve Bank would in fact move early and follow the US with a rate cut before its scheduled meeting?
Well, there's always a possibility. You know, would I be putting that in as my central scenario at the moment? The answer is no. You know, but the Reserve Bank's got a decision coming up at their, in March. Yeah, so we're not too far away. Yeah, will they likely be cutting interest rates towards the end of the month? The answer is yes. You know, they'll be joining the chorus of other central banks around the globe where interest rates are headed lower to head off the consequences.
So why wait?
The risk is if you go early, you go intermittent, as it becomes a little bit perceived as a little bit of a panicky move. You know, New Zealand's actually in a reasonable space heading into a period of global unease. Yeah, Grant Robertson, you know, the government stepped up into the last year, of course, with a pretty big stimulus package. The Reserve Bank already cut 75 basis points in 2019. The property market responded. In fact, the property market's been off to the races. And New Zealand's had accelerating momentum. You know, things have actually been picking up. So, you know, panicky sort of moves, yes, you can respond, but yeah, there's a bit of risk with that as well.
The risk, though, is that we're seeing the New Zealand dollar hover around that 63-cent mark against the US. It's up a bit today. We need that dollar down to insulate the exporters that are taking a hit. And if we don't cut, we're going to see that dollar rise, aren't we?
Yes, but if you look at where the New Zealand dollar was a couple of months ago, it was up around 68. You know, so the New Zealand dollar is, you know, it's provided a pretty good cushion so far. It's been adjusting. Yeah, and the expectations are, and let's not forget that markets work off expectations, not just what the Reserve Bank does, it's what the Reserve Bank is expected to do. You know, what does the market expect at the moment? The market expects the Reserve Bank to cut interest rates, not just once, but possibly twice. You know, do I expect the Reserve Bank to likely follow through on that? Well, the answer is yes. But we need to step back and look at the bigger picture here. Look, central banks are cutting interest rates. Yeah, this is a supply shock, what we're seeing around the globe. You know, lower interest rates are not going to see coronavirus disappear. It's not going to fix the supply chain. It won't shift people's desire or ability to travel in the current environment. Your goods ordered, you know, if you're going to spend some money, need to turn up.
Sure, but this is a two-punch approach, isn't it, Cameron? You've got to go first with the interest rate cuts to give some sense of stability to financial markets, make sure credit keeps flowing. That's one part of it. The second part of it being the stimulus. So I just surely New Zealand just needs to get on with that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be. The counterfactual to that is, well, you risk panicking people in regard to where things stand. But first and foremost.
But aren't we already panicked?
No, I don't think we're in a panic mode at the moment. New Zealand's in lethal momentum. Let's not forget, look, this is not like the GFC, where we've got an awful lot of ammunition up our sleeve. You know, the GFC came around, and New Zealand was able to cut 575 basis points and cut interest rates really aggressively. Yeah, at the moment, the OCR is 1%. Look, we don't have too many bullets. If we're going to fire those bullets, we want to make sure that we're going to get a little bit of punch on the other side. Yeah, we risk wasting bullets if we're firing something in an empty board. So let's be careful in regard to, or selective in regard to what we're going to be doing here.
Cameron Bagri, independent economist, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate that.